Good morning. It's Monday, March 4th, and that means two things. Yeah, I know this whole exercise is a bit absurd, but that's why I like it. And it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, and we are brought to you by Linta, a Keystone Technologies linear pendant for architectural lighting needs. It's simple, it's elegant, it's modern, but it's still versatile. You can link these pendants up seamlessly with either up or down lighting, plenty of mounting options. They're 3 inches wide, which makes them really easy to get into a lot of different kinds of spaces, lots of accessories, and again, power and color selectable on a switch on the device. Save some space, save some time, look good doing it. That's KeystoneTech.com. The link is in the description, if you please. And you gotta save the date, because the Nailed Convention is August 19th through 21st in St. Paul, Minnesota. Get that registration in right now. Lumini has bought Glint. This is a specialty lighting firm from North Carolina. No details on price. Qtran has brought Excelsior Lighting. Excelsior makes landscape and exterior fixtures. No details on price. Luceco has bought D-Line. D-Line makes cables, and they spent roughly $15 million U.S. dollars to buy it. The fourth round of DOE Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant Program has been announced, with $17 million being split between 4 states, 23 local governments, which is to say counties or municipalities, to Native American tribes, and the territory of Guam. Chinese manufacturing is down. This is the 5th month in a row on decline. Nora Lighting has donated $50,000 in lighting equipment to the Griot Museum of Black History in St. Louis. Energy America has donated solar lighting kits to the Ukraine. Lamps and generators will be going to civilian population centers dealing with the ongoingness over there. Beacon will be raising their dividend this quarter. The next round will be at 4 cents per share. Parsec has received $11.5 million in seed funds. They are a generative AI company for construction product e-commerce. AMS Osram is reassessing their micro-LED plans with display tech protection projections down. Yes, they project that their projectors will be down 2%. InnoViz reports on Q4 with $15 million in revenue. Signify has published their annual report with margins up to 38%. LED makers are pursuing laser diodes. 5 manufacturers, including most recently Luminous Devices, are getting set up to manufacture blue and green laser diodes. The USDA and DOE are funding energy projects on farms through the RAISE initiative funded through the IRA. God, that's a terrible acronym, guys. Terrible. Double-check your PVC conduit, because we are receiving reports that compliance issues are cropping up more and more with international vendors. We Are Light, a South Carolina outdoor lighting company, is expanding into Greenville, and the Silhouette Awards have been named. This is part of the IES mentorship program, with 20 design students being recognized. BX LED is suing Current. BX is the assignee of Bridgelux patents. This is their 8th lighting-related lawsuit in the past couple of years. Zhaojing Super has won their case versus CH and Elliott Electric. This is an LED tube case. Damages have been set at $31 million. And Opel has lost their case in Shenzhen. One of their agents, Ding Fang, was accused of unfairly relabeling their products. In rep agency updates, Azione has partnered with Lumini. Signify has partnered with Synergy in New York and Northern New Jersey. Premier Lighting and Controls is changing their name because they've been bought by FRM. They're now FRM Lighting Controls. And Diversified has bought O'Blaney Rinker. This is an East Coast group moving into NYC. In events and webinars, Messe Frankfurt has bought a stake in Lightfair. The owners of Light and Building have purchased 1/3 stake in the event from Ann Moore. They've also announced that they'll still be in Vegas in 2025 and 2027. The ISA Global Annual Li-Fi Conference has announced its agenda. This is an online event and running in March. And MEX International has announced the Canada Light Expo. That's in Toronto, November 13th to 15th. LIFX has gone outside with a new outdoor line. Siemens, Enlighthead, and Zombatel have partnered to advance smart building solutions with a new deal to pair sensors, lights, and platforms. That's a software platform. Deco has debuted a universal backplate. This is a modular system for any code. We have a leap day glitch killing Paris' street lighting. Most of the districts of the city of lights had no light. An error message on a smart vending machine has revealed a secret facial recognition database. These were M&M branded machines at U Waterloo, and they're drawing privacy complaints. The UK will be announcing smart energy management with £10 million in funds for companies that connect smart meters in new ways. BT has launched a near-band IoT network for UK smart cities. 44% of remote workers are under surveillance for light and air quality. It's for your own good, we swear. IDCGI has named their finalists in their Smart City Awards. The winners will be named on the 27th. In R&D, we have a new method of reclaiming rare earth phosphors from fluorescent tubes with magnets. How does it work? Read the paper. That's how it works. We have discovered that spiral-shaped lenses improved vision in low and bright light conditions, which means your contacts could start to look a little bit different. Time of day influences your ability to play a color prediction game. This is a Thailandic Thai. This is a Thai lottery app that is apparently easier to play in the morning. I don't know if that carries over to your Powerball, but maybe try it out. A Chinese partnership has developed multi-spectra light-based communication. This is the government, along with a couple of private companies, mixing UV and blue lighting to connect devices from space to the sea, undersea. It's really big reach for visible light communication. In darkness-related news, we have a meta-study confirming that Allen harms fauna just across all species. It's bad. DST has minimal mental health effects, bearing in mind that it does still cause a spike in cardiac events and pedestrian deaths. But at least your mental health is better than we thought. We have a new protocol for evaluating sleep monitoring tech in dementia care spaces. The US DOD is actually moving away from low-orbit satellites for their needs. We have new calls for satellite regulation. We have circadian rhythm linked with autonomic control in mice. Road safety tech is not changing your insurance rate. And darker sleep conditions have been linked with better memory. New York legislators have renamed and renewed efforts to pass the Bird Safe Buildings Act after the death of Flacco the Owl. The act is now called the Flacco Act. The New York Senate is set to vote on a much broader Dark Sky Protection Act that would limit lighting after 11. Bioluminescent insects of Brazil are on the downswing due to Allen and pesticide use. Moab, Utah is shooting for a dark sky certification. Utah has been determined to be the best spot to see UAPs. That's what we're calling UFOs now, I think. Migration season, lights out campaigns are starting up, starting with Fort Worth, Texas, and we'll see those move up as birds move north. Fort Wayne has begun a SEPTED program, that is crime prevention through environmental design, changing how lighting works for safety, not just more light, but better light. And Lights Out Connecticut has begun their advocacy efforts in Montville. In horticultural news, we have a Finnish farm using only the vertical park for propagation. They then move the plants over to a traditional greenhouse. Altoona, Pennsylvania schools are adding a hydroponics lab, so this high school in Altoona will be hosting a container farm. And Virginia might legalize retail for cannabis. Its recreational use has been legal for 3 years, but they have not set a law on how to sell it in the state. We'll see how that goes. In recommended reading, or listening as the case may be, all these links are on nailed.org. You can find a new podcast. Light O'Clock is from the Transnational Sensory and Circadian Neuroscience Unit at the Max Planck Institute for Biological Cybernetics at the Technical University of Music, Munich. cybernetics in this case being an older definition, the like a thing that moves with your hands. Lava lamps are popular again with young people. We have a device that might let you generate fusion energy in coal plants. We have, but why aren't we using UV disinfection everywhere? Do adult nightlights work? What e-ink displays will change about lighting? We have 6 states and 5 Canadian provinces enacting EPR labeling programs with more coming. We have a balance of daylight and heat. We have biophilic sustainability. Smart as a thing to sell homes. GPS and RFID for tracking equipment and materials. And a case study of a fish feed factory in Finland. I will not say that 3 times fast. In local news, Pennsylvania has a proposed tax on firearms that would fund public safety projects, including more lighting, but it's stuck in the Senate there. The NDEE, that's in Nebraska, has new energy grants. Cold Lake, BC is beginning an energy program. Banff, Alberta begins road and transit improvements. Efficiency Manitoba has failed to hit its targets. St. Paul, Minnesota has passed a $45 million street and parks budget. Pflugerville, Texas, that's Pflugerville with a P, has begun to switch out their streetlights. The Farmers Branch Texas Park that glows in the dark is closed for repairs because it was overcrowded because it's so cool. Orillia, Ontario has been denied retrofit funds. North Carolina nonprofits are helping low-income families save on energy. Bucks County, Pennsylvania has approved a new street lighting program. The Louisiana DOT has begun a lighting project on highways. And Epcot is switching their pathway lighting out for something a little more high-tech. In international news, Assen in the Netherlands is testing luminous merge lane markings to help cyclists cross the street. And London Council is crowdfunding their energy efficiency upgrades because they don't got no money no more. I don't know why. They don't tax people. I think when a government crowdfunds, it's just called taxing. I might be wrong there. In People News, Bill Provencher has joined Omnilight as their RSM for the West Coast. Conofal is back at Leadvans Canada as their national accounts manager. NSI has named James Tivierge as director of operations for building tech. Larry Sokolowski has joined ServiceWire as their national sales manager for the construction division. Bill Blackney is now the GM of Lighting Systems of Columbus. Daryl Jackson has been appointed the IALD's membership manager and diversity advocate. And Kasambi has named Mark Needham as their VP of sales. And things you can make? Cylindrical Tetris! Building a shade around a flush mount dome fixture. And how to build a false eye with an LED flashlight. Anyway, I've been Scott Wachter. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you to Keystone. Thank you to Nailed. Enjoy your week and enjoy the music.